Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank God for you tuning in on this day, this very special day of the new year. We ought to be praising God. Amen. Glory to God for letting us see another new year. Amen, and glory to God. I give God praises all the time, not just for the new year, but just giving praises for who he is. Glory to God. Because, you know, he's the keeper of our soul. He watches over us, glory to God, day and night. Hallelujah. So we need to give God a hallelujah, the highest praise. Glory to God. You ought to be dancing in your house. Glory to God, because some didn't make it to see this new year. And we ought to give God praises and thank him each and every day for everything, not just for the new year, but just thank him, amen, for who he is and not for what he can give us. We need to thank God, amen. We need to continually let his praises be in our mouth. Glory to God. Amen, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, and let them know that it's going down here on January 1st, the first Sunday in the year. Glory to God. We're going to come in, amen, with a bang. Glory to God. So I want you to go ahead and text a neighbor and T-Bone, and text a friend, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Riles, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for our founder and our president. Glory to God. We just want to give them a shout out on this very first day of the year. Glory to God. And we also want to, amen, we have a pastor also. We don't ever want to leave our pastor out. Yes, we have our apostle and a pastor. Amen. You really, hey, you got a double team, tag team. Glory to God. We thank God for pastor also. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you. Apostle and pastor, they do mentoring, they do life teaching, they do counseling, they do coaching, amen, for women, men, boys, girls, children, whoever the need may be, glory to God, or whatever the need may be, glory to God. They do counseling, teaching, I repeat it, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and be a part of the WOW team and get your needs met. To see where God wants to take you, glory to God, where no man has been before, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and get in where you fit in, because we're in a new year. So don't keep holding it up, you know. Don't keep holding up what God has for you, you know. Come on in and move forward. It's time to move forward in your ministry. It's time to stop saying, I don't have nobody to help me. I don't have nobody to coach me. I don't have nobody to teach me. It's time to stop using all that you used over in last year, glory to God. You know, God is doing a new thing, so you need to come on and jump aboard, glory to God. Just because the end did not come, amen, on last year, we don't know, amen, when it may come. So why don't you come on in and get in on the ground floor and be taught the word of God and be taught where God wants to place you and be taught where God wants to take you. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in. I'm extending the invitation to you on today to become a partner. And in becoming partners, you will receive Moments in the Spirit done by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's a 2-minute clip that will jumpstart your Monday. It will take you through any hump. Amen, glory to God, that you have to get over. It's the word of God, and it comes to you in 2 minutes, my God. When you play it, you're going to play it over and over again. It's something that will keep you, amen, in touch, amen, with the living God, glory to God. And you will also receive Midweek Manna done by Sister Sheila, an awesome woman of God, amen. Who can, amen, feed you, glory to God. She breaks it down just right. So you eat good from Midweek Manna and Moments in the Spirit and becoming partners, glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome Midweek Manna, glory to God, that comes to you. Each one comes to you on your cell phone. You can get it, amen, emails. You can get it text to you, however you may want it, glory to God. We're going to let you have it your way on this one, glory to God. Yes, no, it ain't Burger King, but we're going to let you have it your way, glory to God. I encourage you to come on in, amen, and see what God is doing, amen, in this new year on today. You will also be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a team of believers who know, not just think, who know that they can get a prayer through, amen, to the Most High God. So I encourage you to come on in. All, you get all of this, amen, glory to God, for only $25 or more. You're in becoming partner. Now, come on now. You can't get all this, amen, for those $25 or more. You know, when you go in the store, sometimes you come out, amen. I know I went in there the other day, and I'm like, okay, I went into the store, and I'm like, I came out, I had two bags, and I'm like, my God, it was that much. What did I get? Glory to God. I guess I might have got charged for the bags, but it's okay. Glory to God. So come on in, amen, and receive all this for $25 or more. I'm encouraging you. We're extending the invitation on this day, January 1st, glory to God, to come on in and partner with us. Glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, just a little bit further, we have Tuesday night, amen, one word from the Lord, a power-packed team, that tags team, the devil that beats and knocks them upside the head and just keep them right on moving, glory to God. They don't wait, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, they just keep right on moving. You know, we're living in a time now where we got to come on and move forward in the Lord our God and know who God is. And, you know, and to know that he is the keeper of our soul. We got to know, amen, that he gave his son for us. Glory to God. This ain't no plaything over here. My God, this is the real deal. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on, glory to God. Make sure you listen on Tuesday night and hear what apostle and pastor is saying. Amen. Glory to God. This show comes on at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to their page on Facebook, if you know, because the line holds up to 50 people now. So there's no excuse. All them excuses you had, amen, you can just cancel them. Amen, we cancel that assignment of the devil in the name of Jesus. I'm saying you can't get in because you can get in now. Even when you fit in, you can get in. Glory to God. So I encourage you to listen to them on Tuesday night. Amen. Glory to God. At 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you move on down just a little bit further, on Saturday, we have none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Bertha Evangelist, Elder Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God who teaches the word of God, who prays, preaches, amen, whatever the need may be, glory to God. All the lines are open for a prayer request. That's why I said you can get, amen, it's up to 50 people on the line, so, you know, you can come on in and get in on the line and get your prayer needs met, glory to God. You know, look, we don't ask that you tell us your name, glory to God, just tell us where you're calling from, because we want to know what part of the world we're reaching, glory to God. And there's nothing wrong with knowing how the ministry is going out into the hedges and the highways and compelling those that are lost and helping those to get delivered. Amen, glory to God. And that's all we ask. You don't have to tell your name. Just tell where you're calling from, glory to God. And if you missed Elder on yesterday, you missed a treat. My goodness, she prayed the house down, glory to God. Amen, she got rid of Knock Knock, she got rid of Slewfoot, she got rid of JoJo. Now, you know, amen, we in January 1. So Elder canceled that assignment on all those on last year. So don't go back and pick none of them up because Elder canceled it on yesterday. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we're called the Hour Power. We're still the Hour Power. Nothing changes about the Hour Power. The time is just a little bit different. Glory to God. I am the first, amen, hour, glory to God, a prophetic corner ministry. Prophetess Martha Williams, glory to God. And this show comes on at 5 o'clock p.m., amen, Eastern Standard Time, and 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, glory to God. So I want to encourage you. You know, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. We're in a season where I want to see God do great and mighty things for his people. But you know what? You got to be a people willing. You got to be a people knowing. You got to be a people that believe in that he is the Lord, glory to God. So I encourage you to make sure you text up a neighbor, text a friend, and tell them that we live on the air and we'll be here, amen, every Sunday, the Lord's will, glory to God, and you can press the one, and we will bring you in for prayer. My God. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Mercy Elaine Jackson, amen, with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. She'll be coming on at 6 6:30. Glory to God. And I don't want you to miss it. If you miss some of the announcements, you can go over to Facebook page because we share it over there. Well, you know, the times and everything, since the times have changed, we share them over there so you can make sure, amen, that you've got the right time and the right frame of mind ready to receive the word of God. So, you know, I want you to come on in and hear what God is saying in her life and see what God is saying, hallelujah, because it's ministry with you in mind, glory to God, nothing but ministry with you in mind. And I know there was a lot of announcements, glory to God, it's okay. Hallelujah. You know, if God is doing a new thing, we got to get it out. You got to get the word out. My God. So just go over to Facebook and you'll see all the times listed and all the shows listed on any of our pages, any of the Wild Team pages, the time and the date and everything is listed over there. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. We see we already have a caller, amen, that has pressed the one. So I'm going to try to bring this caller in. Amen. Glory to God before I start. Amen. The show. Glory to God. Amen. Caller 857, you are live and on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I've tried to get into your program a bunch of times and I've not gotten in, so thank you very much. I did want to just call in for prayer.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you heard the request, oh God. She wanted prayer, Lord. I want you to strengthen her, Lord, where she's weak and build her where she's torn down, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we call everything, Lord God, into existence, Lord God, because your word said, Lord, we can have whatsoever we say, Lord. When we stand praying, we got to believe, Lord God, that you are the Lord, thy God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we cast down any depression spirits, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, strengthen her, Lord God, in her mind, Lord. Strengthen her heart, God. Strengthen her, Lord God, so she can go forward in you in this year, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you the glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise for much strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Amen. Caller, amen. Glory to God. You know, God is going to do what you ask him to do. Glory to God. You're asking for increase, hallelujah, in finances. He's going to do it. Glory to God. You stand faithful and know that he's going to do it. Although it may, you may not have seen it, but it's coming in this season. And that depression is trying to overtake you. We cast that thing out right now in the Jesus. Don't let the devil play with your mind. Let him know that you believe in the Lord, that God. And you hold on with all hope. And know that God's going to do just what he said he'll do. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. He's
Amen.
Able. He's able.
Amen.
I played that song
yes,
yesterday, so I believe it. Thank you very much. God
Amen.
Bless you. I receive it.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Glory
you.
To God. You can also go and you can inbox me on Facebook. Amen. If you want any further prayer. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
I'll give you a testimony, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. We have, amen, glory to God, another caller, 1447. We're going to go ahead and take this call. Amen. Glory to God. You're live and on the air. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah, praise the Lord, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hello.
Glory to God.
Yeah, God bless you. This week I'm requesting for a prayer. I want the Almighty Father to deliver me from the hands of the enemy and fill me with power and use me for his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Are you a believer?
I'm a believer, yeah.
Yes, okay. Glory to God. Father God, you've heard your request, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. You said all things are possible to them that believe in you, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask Satan to take his hands off him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Deliver him, God, right now, Lord, so he can go forth, God, and preach the word of God. He can go forth, Lord God, and do your will, oh God. He can go forth, Lord God, and do the thing that you're asking him to do, oh God. He can go forth and answer the calling, Lord God, on his life that you're calling him into, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to take everything from around him, Lord, that's been hindering him, every spirit, every backbiting spirit, Lord God, every spirit, Lord God, of deception, deceit, that's been trying to hold on to taken, Lord God. We ask you to loosen and let him go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He shall not be here on this day anymore, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as he moves forward, Lord God. Make his pathway clear, Lord, to go clear, Lord, to do what you're calling him to do, Lord God, to teach the word of God, to preach the word of God, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank those callers for calling in. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead. Amen. I don't see anybody else press the one, so we're going to go ahead. Amen. And get into our message. If you have any more prayer requests, you press the one. I'll bring you in before we get started with our message. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get into our message. I'm going to be coming from Acts chapter 4. Glory to God. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, everyone that's on this line, God, under the sound of my voice, God, I ask you to give them a special blessing on this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I know you're the one that can make every road straight, every crooked road straight, Lord God, every attack, Lord God, of the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, you can, Lord God, oh my God, deliver God out of them all, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as the word go forth, Lord, with clarity and power and dominion through the airways to heal them. Deliver and set free those that are captive, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you honor, God, and we praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Now, if you would, go ahead, amen, and turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 4. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to be starting at the first verse. And as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captains, the temple and the Sadducees came up on them. Being grieved, they that taught the people that preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Glory to God. When they was talking about Jesus, glory to God, they were talking about the resurrection, how he raised from the dead. That's what they were talking about. Glory to God. You know, when you start to talk about Jesus, you know, sometimes people tremble, they holler, I ain't ready, I ain't ready. Well, you know what? You can't be fencing to get ready. You got to be ready. Because you in a season now, you better be ready. Don't get up behind. You better be ready. Say amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. And they laid their hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. We're talking about Peter and John here. And the title of my message is, Jesus is the Foundation. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number 4, how about many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. You know, amen, sometimes, you know, we were taught, you know, you have to come with your A game, because you don't know who's listening, amen, to you. When you're preaching the word, you don't know who's listening to you. Even if you're out and about, glory to God, as a Christian, you know, you got to be on your P's and Q's, as my parents always called it, be on your P's and Q's, because you don't know who is listening to you. You know, you could be in a store and somebody could just bump up against you with a buggy or different things. You know, you have to watch your reaction, because they're always looking for a way to persecute Christians. You know, they're always looking for a way to tear them down. So you have to make sure that you're on your best. Hallelujah. You have to always bring your A game wherever you go. You have to always take your A game wherever you go. That's even on the job, out in the street, at the gas pump. Glory to God. Wherever, at the drive-thru, when you go through, you know, the drive, get them burgers, come on now. Glory to God. You got to always bring your A game. Hallelujah. You never know who's listening. Glory to God. Because you see, right here, it was about 5,000. They believed. I said, they found them. They got saved. Glory to God. Come on now. You know, they believed and they got saved. Think about it. When you're teaching and preaching the word, see, people can also, they'll live, amen. Sometimes people go by what they see. Glory to God. They'll sometimes even go by what they read. They go by what they see. Well, you know what? I saw her doing this. You know, she was so nice to this person over here. And every time when they came up and you know, I said, okay, you can come on and get in line. Oh, that's so nice, you know. And they'll go, they'll see, amen, what you've done. Glory to God. They'll live by what you did. They said, well, you know what? If that God has fixed that, then that's how I'm going to live. Glory to God. I want this Jesus that you got in you. You know, sometimes people don't want this. Oh, Lord, wait a minute. And they acting like that. I don't want what they got because my God, I don't want that Jesus they got. I don't want that. Glory to God. You got to be careful. And when you go somewhere, take your A game. See, they were preaching the word of God. And guess what? All 5,000 people got saved. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down just a little bit further. And it came to pass on the morrow, that their rulers and elders and scribes, and let's move down to 6, and Ananus and the high priest and Cephas and John and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. You see, here they go, all gathering together now. These men, all they want to do is preach and teach the word of God to help people to get saved. Glory to God, to come out of darkness. But look what happened. My God, my God. You know, then they're going to gather up everybody like them, what it is, like-minded people. You know, sometimes people like drama, they're going to do what? Drama's going to draw to them, right? Glory to God. Come on. And if you don't believe in a certain thing, then guess what? You're going to draw that person, amen, and believe just like you do. So guess what? If they didn't believe, amen, that what they were teaching about, so guess what? If they draw in the other people, amen, that spoke negative about what they were doing. Glory to God. So you have to be careful about that thing. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on down to 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Glory to God. They asked John them, who are these people? What are y'all talking about? By what power? What have you did? What are you doing? Glory to God. By what power do you have? Amen. Who gives you the authority to come in here talking about a resurrection? Jesus being resurrected from the dead. What gives you this authority? Glory to God. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, number 8, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole? Hold up. Here's the evidence right here. You know, we're talking about Jesus, yes, because Jesus is Lord. We're talking about Jesus, and here's the evidence right here. How you going to question us, amen, asking us about what power? You see the evidence right here. Glory to God. See, they had their evidence. So see, the evidence ought to be laying in you, how you act when you go in the street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The evidence ought to be when you pray for somebody, you get them healed. You get them delivered. You get them set free. But you got to believe in what you're saying yourself. But sometimes, you know, people don't get set free. Yes, I know sometimes they want to keep it and want to hold on to it. But sometimes they don't get set free because you don't even believe it yourself. So how can you pray for somebody if you don't believe it? Glory to God. My God, my God. So you got to be a true blood-washed boat believer in Jesus Christ, knowing who you are, knowing your Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But how you going to question us? Here's the proof right here. You know, they always used to say the proof is in the pudding. They had the man standing right there. They had got delivered. They had got healed. Go over to God. Let's move on down to 10. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. He said, okay, this is it right here. This was done by Jesus, hallelujah. It ain't nothing we could do, hallelujah. You know, we can't raise the dead, hallelujah. Without Jesus, we can't do absolutely nothing. Do y'all see this man standing here? Glory to God, hallelujah. This man standing here healed. This man standing here whole, glory to God. And then you go question us about a good thing that was done. What you say? Come on now. Glory to God. You see the proof is in the pudding. I got the pudding standing right here by me. Hallelujah. And it's good. Hallelujah. So how you going to question us about a good thing? Amen. Because here's the evidence standing right here by me. Glory to God. My God, my God. Glory to God. This was done, hallelujah. He was letting them know that this was done by Jesus. This was done by Jesus, because if I didn't have him living on the inside of me, oh, glory to God, it ain't nothing I could do, glory to God. So you got to know, hallelujah, I can't heal, I can't deliver, I can't set free. It's only done through Jesus Christ. Let's move on, lay here just a little bit further. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head on the corner. Glory to God. You see, he was letting them know this man was healed by the foundation, amen, which Jesus is the foundation. Glory to God. This man was healed by the foundation, hey, glory to God, which y'all rejected. See, y'all rejected the foundation. Y'all rejected Jesus because you nailed him up on the cross. He was letting them know, glory to God, this is the man that was healed, amen, by Jesus, amen, because he, amen, believed, hallelujah. Glory to God. And you see, this is the man that was here because y'all rejected him. Y'all rejected Jesus. Y'all rejected the cornerstone, glory to God. Is Jesus your foundation on today? Is Jesus your cornerstone on today? Do you believe that Jesus can heal? Do you believe that he can set free? Do you believe that he can bring you out of a dark place and walk you in his light? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his Lord? Do you believe that he lives, that he sits high? Hallelujah. And he sits on the right side of the Father. Do you believe, hallelujah. You know, we are in January 1st, yes, 2017. We need to ask ourselves, do we really, really believe, glory to God? Because some people go to church every day, but you know you come out the same. The preacher preach a good message, glory to God, and get you healed and number that's set free. But guess what? Some just go because mom and them went, dad and them went. So it's just a traditional thing, but it's time to cut the tradition out and get your personal relationship with a man named Jesus, who can heal you, who can deliver you, who can set you free, and make a foundation, hallelujah. Let it be the cornerstone, hallelujah, that will heal you, hallelujah, and set you free, hallelujah, from every sin, hallelujah, that's in your life on today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on down just a little bit further, hallelujah. Neither on 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Don't you know he's telling us, ain't nobody else can save us. Glory to God. Don't you know, hallelujah, all this came from Jesus? This ain't nothing we can do. We can't save nobody. All we can do is give them the word of God. You know what? We got to be bold enough, hallelujah. And it says in the word, you got to be bold enough, hallelujah. When you get yours, to want somebody else to get theirs. So many times, all we want is what God can give us, what he can give us. He want another house, yes, Lord. We want another car, yes, Lord. But how about people, hallelujah? Have you walked up to some of your friends that don't even know Jesus and asked them, glory to God, do you know Jesus is Lord in your life? Some may tell you, yeah, they know him. Well, you know, if they open the door for you, then that's when you step in. You don't just go and amen and just push the door open and make yourself go in and bombard us with all these questions about Jesus Christ. Now, whenever you go and start talking to them, you can tell, amen, what a conversation is leading you to. But sometimes they'll tell you, well, you know what, I don't want to talk about it. And if they don't, well, you just shake the dust and you keep it moving. But there are some that will open the door, hallelujah, for you. When you go in, hallelujah, and ask them, do you know this man named Jesus? Are you saved? Are you filled with the Spirit of God? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know that he died and rose on the third day? Oh, hallelujah. And you know what? They'll tell you. Sometimes they'll tell you, I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, that's when you begin to set them down and take time with them and help them, amen, to know who he is. Hallelujah. You may not can teach them everything at that point, but you can help, amen, lead them in the right direction to where they can go and get more glory to God. You know, everybody, like I said, want a bigger house, a bigger land, a big cars, and ain't nothing wrong with all that glory. Glory to God. But don't you want, your soul, the soul saved first? Glory to God. Once you get the soul saved, you know, and he said he had benefits to us daily. Glory to God. So we take care of God's business. We take care of leading people to Christ. Then guess what? He'll take care of all that stuff that you're asking for. Sometimes the stuff is held up because you just want the stuff and you don't want the soul. But we are to be soul runners down here. Ask God how you need to go about and approach people. Amen. To be a good soul, what a hallelujah. So you stop backbiting your tongue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on just a tad bit further. Oh, my God, my God. 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now, you know what? When they saw John and Peter, amen, how bold they were because they had the Holy Spirit living in them, glory to God. You know what? When you hang out, as my elder can say, with the Lord thy God, don't you know when you walk in a store, walk in somewhere in a building, people going to be able to tell if you've been hanging out with Jesus, glory to God. Sometimes they'll say, well, what's wrong with you tonight? What's wrong with your face, you know? I'm like, what is it? What you see? What's up, you know? That's what you ask. What is it? What is it? But guess what? Glory to God. They don't know what to call it, but they can see it. Then you all know, hallelujah, okay, that's the glow of the Spirit of the living God, because I was hanging out with the Lord that God only last night, on yesterday eve. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. So that's the glow of the Spirit of the living God. We're living in a time now where you can't get tainted. Hallelujah. You can't lose your focus. Hallelujah. You got to hang out with Jesus even the more. We got to, in a nation, that we got to pray. Hallelujah. God is calling us back to pray, and you got to speak boldly about Jesus Christ. You see how Peter and John, amen, they spoke boldly, so then people saw that they wasn't going to turn around. Hallelujah. They spoke boldly because they had the Holy Ghost living in it. God ain't raising up no coward soldiers. You got to make sure, hallelujah, that you can stand boldly on the throne room of grace. Stand boldly and proclaim the word of God. Stand boldly, hallelujah, and talk about a man named Jesus. Because don't you know, amen, whatever you do for God, he ain't gonna let you get hurt. He gonna lead you in the right direction. He ain't gonna lead you to nobody that's gonna hurt you. He gonna tell you, hallelujah. If they don't receive you, he gonna tell you, hey, just turn and walk away. It's okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't gonna let you get hurt. He ain't gonna even let you get hurt, glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit further. My God, my God. And behold, the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against him. Glory to God on 14. Amen. Glory to God. See? Amen. They couldn't say nothing. Hallelujah. They couldn't say nothing because they saw the boldness that was in him talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. Glory to God. 15. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. See, they started talking among themselves. Now, it's, oh, Lord, what are we going to do about this? Glory to God. See, on one hand, hallelujah, they was afraid, hallelujah, to really say anything to them. Glory to God. Because the 5,000 people that had got saved and they were believers, they was afraid that they were going to come against them. Amen. If they had did something to them. So they didn't want to start, amen. They didn't want to stir up some stuff. Oh, my God. They didn't want to stir it up. Didn't want to stir it up. So guess what? They come among themselves and said, okay, y'all, what are we going to do about this? Hallelujah. You know, amen. They notice, amen, that these men, glory to God, they had been with the Lord, that God, and they wasn't going to back up because they knew who the Lord was, and they knew who Jesus was, and they knew Jesus died and rose on the third day, and they knew that they were men of God. They knew, hallelujah, that they were his disciples, and they wasn't going to back up, glory to God. So that's why they said, oh, we got to handle this thing, amen, in a smart way, because we don't want to crank nothing up, hallelujah. We don't want to get nobody stirred up, hallelujah, to see it was a few of them, amen, glory to God. So we don't want to, amen, cause nothing to happen here, glory to God. We don't want to cause a riot, so we're going to be careful how we handle this thing. So what they did, glory to God, they said, well, let's just threaten them, hallelujah. We're going to threaten them and let them know, huh, you can't talk about no more. You're going to go on your way, glory to God. You can't talk about a man named Jesus no more, and we don't want to hear it no more. And guess what they told them, huh? Oh, my God. They said, amen, who are you? Amen. Should we not follow God? I follow you, glory to God. We're going to follow God. Pay our faith and look in the word of God on up your sin. We're going to follow him. We ain't going to follow you. So you got to be careful, in this season. Don't follow them that ain't following God. Hallelujah. He said, follow me, Paul said. As I follow Christ, if you see someone not following Christ, then guess what? Don't you follow them, hallelujah. If they're following God, then that's what you do. But if they ain't following Christ, then amen, put your finger up and get the tipping, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because in this season, it's going to because we like a whirlwind, hallelujah, amen. It's going to be an outbreak, ooh, good God Almighty, a pouring out of the anointing on those that will and God use them, on those that will let the Lord that God use them for his purpose, hallelujah, not for your own purpose, hallelujah, not to fill your own bank, glory to God, oh my God, God's going to put some money. Oh, Jesus Christ, oh, God, God, go put some money, oh, my God, in some people's hands whom he knows, hallelujah, that wants to further his kingdom, that wants to get the word out, so, and listen to me, glory to God, and hear it well, hallelujah, you know, y'all hear you saying, I will, but you know, money changes people, hallelujah, money changes people, it's the love of money, it's the root of all evil, that's what it says, glory to God. And I saw it, hallelujah, just in last year. I saw it, glory to God. Hallelujah. So let me tell you, when you get it and you say you're going to use it for the kingdom of God, yes, he's going to give you enough to keep. He's going to give you enough to spend it, amen, do whatever it is you want to do with it. Yes, you will. But make sure that you cut heels off the top first. Don't slack, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't slack heels off the top. Hallelujah, because if he can trust you with a little, amen, and I'm sure you've been tested and tried over the year of 2016, if he can trust you with a little, he'll make you rule over much. So I encourage you, when you get this money, make sure you do the right thing. If you don't, it's going to be like a hole in your bucket. Glory to God. It's going to be like a hole in your bucket. It's gonna, you're going to have it one day and gone the next. I've seen it so many times. Because money changed folks, glory to God. When they get it, it changed them, hallelujah. But you see, this word right here, it didn't change Peter and John. They didn't care what they said. We're going to keep on preaching. We're going to keep on teaching. We're going to keep telling people about the resurrection. We're going to keep telling people about Jesus Christ, whether we got a little, whether we got a lot, whether we got some, or whether we got nothing, glory to God. You can't light up on Jesus, glory to God. Because you're living in this season now where everybody wants what they want, huh? But nobody wants the true and the living God. But I encourage you on this day. I'm going to say it again. It's heavy on me. I'm going to say it again. When you get this money, glory to God, and someone on the side of my voice, oh, my God, you're going to receive it for a lump sum. Amen. From a lawsuit, amen. Whatever it is, glory to God. From a lawsuit that you have in, glory to God. If that's you and you on this line, just inbox me, glory to God. Just inbox me. It's from a lawsuit, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you're going to receive it, glory to God. So when you get it, make sure you do the right thing with it, glory to God. Now, I'm going to tell you, amen, what you do, you make sure you go back and where you got your word from. Make sure you sow, glory to God. You sow, glory to God. I'm not telling you to sow to me, glory. I'm not even saying that, glory to God. I'm telling you to sow it without walls, glory to God, because that's my ministry. I don't care about that, glory to God. We're all one in here, glory to God. So I encourage you, when you get it, make sure you go back, amen. Hit Apostle up, glory to God. She's on Facebook. She's on Facebook, amen, her and pastor, and let them know, glory to God. And sow, amen, into the ministry, glory to God. My God, my God. But don't let people stop you, amen, from serving God. Don't let people tell you what you can't say and what you can't do, right, amen. I know sometimes you say you're going to your job. No, you may not, amen, can talk about Jesus right there on your job. Glory to God, yes, because we obey the law of the land. Yes, we do. Glory to God. But you know, God will open a door at a minute, just a half a minute, so you can step in and tell that person something. He'll fix it where nobody is around, glory to God. When you can tell him, glory to God, and do what you need to do, amen, and don't get to preaching, don't get to teaching, just do whatever it is God tell you to do, and then you'll close the door and you'll go on and nobody never knows it. Glory to God. Amen. He say he'll hide you from your enemy, glory to God. And that's what he'll do. For his word will come forth like never before. My God, my God. Because we're in a time where we're going to have to go out and tell people about God. We're going to go out and tell people about a man named Jesus that died on the cross, the Savior of the world. My God, my God. See, Peter and John, they went on and they went on and they did just what they were supposed to do. They told them, they threatened them. We command you. Huh? Ain't that something? We command you not to keep talking about this. And they said, oh, hey, hold up. We're going to follow God. Amen. We're going to follow the Lord, that God, because guess what? Man can't do nothing to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But in being disobedient from God, amen, you suffer the wrath. Glory to God. So they knew, hallelujah, who they were. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Just know who Jesus is and know that Jesus is the foundation. Hallelujah. He's a cornerstone. He should be your cornerstone. Glory to God. Because nothing can happen. Amen. Unless God allows it to happen. Glory to God. We're in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. Where everything is going up, everything is coming down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The jobs. Amen. Glory to God. So you got to make God your foundation. So he can get you, amen, what you need. Hallelujah. He will withhold no good thing back from you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. I want to pray here, amen, for a couple of things. Amen. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in, amen, for prayer at this time. Glory to God. But I'm going to pray until, you know, if you want to press the 1 and come in, and I'll bring you in. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God, for instant healing, God, for those that are on the line, God, for those loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus, that is in the hospital, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that every cancer cell shall dry up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and spread no more, Lord. We know that you're the healer, oh God. Lord, touch them, Lord God, everywhere they hurt, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are having chest pain, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, you made the heart, God. You know, Lord God, the matters of the heart, oh God. Oh, my God. So, God, I ask you to go in and touch them, Lord God, right now, heal them and make them whole, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, so they can go forth, God, and tell you, Lord God, go forth and tell the word, spread the word of how you heal them, God, just like you heal this man, Lord God, in the book of Acts, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, oh, my God, for that child, Lord, oh, my God, that's battling with leukemia, Lord God, we know, Lord God, you can make it, Lord God, you can make everything line up, God. In the name of Jesus, every blood cell, Lord God, bring it, Lord God, to the forefront. And, Lord God, let it be settled, Lord God, that in all his blood time is just fine, God. Lord God, let the blood, Lord God, run through his veins, God, to give him, Lord God, the blood, God. Oh, my God, that he needs, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Lord God, we know that you're strengthening them, Lord, where they're weak. Build them where they're torn down, oh, God. Build them in their mind, oh, God. Send someone by, Lord God, to give them a word, Lord God, in season that will heal them, God, and set them free right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you the glory. We give you honor, oh, God. And we praise your heavenly name on high in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Amen. I don't see nobody impressed the 1. Glory to God. I just want to say amen and tell you happy new year. Glory to God. And I thank God for this new year. And we're looking forward to God doing great and mighty things. Amen. Healing, delivering, and setting people free, setting the captives free. Because we're in a season, yes. You went through last year, yeah. Some of y'all scared by, but glory to God. It's time, hallelujah. He gave us another chance right here at the beginning of this year to make him Lord in our lives, hallelujah. He's shaking up some folks. He's shifting some things around, glory to God. The first shall be last and the last first. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. You might have parked your car in the back of the garage, amen, last year. But God is going to bring you to the forefront for the front on this year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I went to a place, hallelujah, and I went to a place, and I'm like, okay. I said, no, you know, I don't like sitting in the front. And I was okay. I can move to the back. Then the Lord spoke to me. He said, now, if you saying that you want me to bring it from the back to the front, now, how am I going to do that if every time you go in somewhere, you want to sit in the back? So guess what I did? I just went right on up to the front. Glory to God. I didn't say nothing. I said, ain't it something? You know, people can tell you sometimes things, but you know what? When God speaks to you, that's a different story. Glory to God. It really and truly is. Glory to God. And I went right on up to the front. And from then on, every time I try to get to the front, hey, hallelujah, I don't sit at the back anymore. I go straight to the front. She said, do you mind going to the front? I said, no, ma'am, take me. Glory to God. Because if he's trying to get you out of your comfort zone, then you got to be able to go where he's needing you to go. Hallelujah. That's what's going on. You're so stuck in your comfort zone. God said he's doing a new thing. We are a new year. He's doing a new thing. So let God be God and let him work. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead on, amen, and get out of here. But first of all, I want to give the invitation to Christ. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to repeat after me if you don't know Jesus as Lord. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day. Lord, forgive me, Lord God. I have sinned, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ, where you're a blood-washed, born believer of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, and he's going to do some great and mighty things in your life. Hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages, Martha William and Prophetess Martha William. Hit me up on Facebook, glory to God, and let me know that you received the word of God on today and that you accepted Jesus as Lord in your life. And go to a Bible-believing church, amen, where the word of God is being taught. Take your Bibles with you. Read your Bibles daily. Take your Bibles with you, amen, and follow along so you'll know, hallelujah, the word that's being taught is the word of God. Amen, hallelujah. Now, we're going to go ahead on, amen, and I'm going to give a benediction, but before I do, I want to encourage you to go on and hear Minister Elaine Jackson, amen, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. She'll be coming on at 6:30. Glory to God, so I don't want you to miss it. You can get on her line. She's open for prayer requests also. All the lines are open. Amen. It's 50, it holds up to 50 callers, so you can get in. Amen. We changed the format now so you can get in. Everybody can get their prayer needs met. Amen. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. And I will see you back here same time on next Sunday.